Our second reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, and I'm reading a few more verses than is stated in your bulletin. I'll be reading verses 12 through 25. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the householder, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room? Where am I to eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were at table eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. And woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And they were eating. He took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Holy wisdom, holy word. Pray with me. Holy One, open our eyes and our ears, but most of all, our hearts to your word. Amen. Earlier in the worship, we heard the scripture about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And according to the Gospel of Mark, Jesus' whole ministry was leading up to his going to and into Jerusalem. Over the years, the church and society has sanitized the event of his entry into Jerusalem into just a celebratory parade. And yes, it was that. However, Jesus riding into the city was a radical political action. The very act of Jesus riding on a donkey in a quasi-military parade was an affront to the Roman Empire. The empire who every time they conquered a nation rode in a hyped up military parade to show who was in power. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was in some ways like our modern protest marches. With this parade, Jesus knew he was about to enter a second wilderness. I call it a wilderness of the spirit, if not into the literal barren wasteland that most of us envision when we hear the word wilderness. Jesus had told his disciples three times before this event, before this parade, what was to happen in Jerusalem. My friends, even a city can be a wilderness. This Lenten season, we have been considering what the wilderness meant for Jesus and what it means for our own lives. The wilderness is a place where we can meet the divine as well as face the challenges that life can bring. In the most difficult time or wilderness of my life, it was a faith community that embraced me, sustained me, and invited me to see where my allegiances lay, and invited me to live up to the challenges that faced me in that place. A place that felt so very empty on the one hand, and so full of the divine on the other. Throughout this Lenten season, we have heard that the wilderness is not an easy place to be. As Megan pointed out, God often calls us to follow a path that was not in our plans. And she also reminded us that the wilderness is a place where we can connect with our very core. Susan reminded us that the wilderness is a place where we can find our wild heart, as well as it being a place where we are called to radical transition or transformation. Susan also spoke of Jesus' time in the wilderness as a time of testing Jesus' allegiance. I see Jesus' radical political action on that Palm Sunday as a call for the people to their allegiance to God, not to the Roman Empire. Todd invited us to consider that the wilderness might be a place where we feel a vastness, a hunger, maybe an aloneness in our world. He also asked us to envision where Jesus' footsteps lead and where our lives are leading, and from what corner of life do we hear God calling us. Melissa spoke to us about the wilderness as a time for preparing to turn the world upside down, as well as a time for our participating in God. Jesus was certainly inviting the people of his time to turn their world upside down in relationship to how they saw themselves as a part of the Roman Empire. And he asked them to find where their true allegiances lay. His invitation was not just in the parade, but throughout his whole ministry. Jesus was calling for justice as well as a return to a relationship with and in God. Today we are entering the last week of Lent, Holy Week, moving us from a parade for justice, for radical love, into a time of Jesus' passion, a time of spiritual wilderness, and through a barren city. As I said before, Jesus knew what was ahead for him in Jerusalem. I would even say that he realized he was entering a place and a time of wilderness, even moving towards his death. However, this time Jesus was not alone. Jesus knew God was with him, and Jesus was in community. At the beginning of the first reading, Jesus asked two of his disciples to go ahead of him to prepare for his entry into Jerusalem. As the time came to prepare for the Passover meal, Jesus sent two of his disciples into the city to prepare for that meal called a Seder. Jesus was not alone. The Passover meal was and is a gathering of the community to remember how God led the Israelites out of Egypt, liberating them from slavery. The Passover meal is a time to remember how justice prevailed. In the end, one cannot remember the Israelites' liberation from slavery without also remembering that the Israelites wandered in the desert wilderness for 40 years. But my point is that the meal always takes place in community. As Jesus was in the midst of his second wilderness, he called his community together to be with him. We heard in the second gospel lesson for today that even in the midst of that meal, Jesus spoke of betrayal. And for me, that was a sign that he recognized that there was wilderness even in community, and at the same time, his need for community. Jesus' answer to the wilderness was to invite the disciples to remember the meal and the time that they were together so that they might remember not only his words, but also remember being in community, in communion with God and one another. As we wander through the wilderness of our lives, whether they be of a wild heart, or be different plans for our lives, or be the testing of our allegiance to God, or be a calling to radical acts of justice, we need to be in community. Let me say that again. When we feel ourselves to be in the wilderness, we need to be in community. And what better place to be than in a community of faith? How can we be in community with one another? How are we in community? How are we community? We experience community certainly here in worship, but also in our time of in the prayer circle where we share our very lives and with one another as well as with God. I experience community in our coffee time after worship when we share food and conversation. But I say, friends, the place where we may experience community the deepest, the most profound, is when we are at table with one another in our time of communion. God, through Jesus, calls us to the table to remember what it means to follow Jesus. But God also calls us to the table to be in communion with one another and to be in communion with God. This table is not just for us. This table is an invitation to all who want and need to be in community and in relationship with the divine. Because we each travel through our own wilderness, and because, my friends, we do live in a time of wilderness, a time that calls us to radical acts of justice and to radical love, we need to be in communion with one another and with God. So today, we start this holy week hearing the wilderness passion of Jesus. And we will start this holy week realizing our own wilderness. Jesus' passion and our wilderness call us to the table to be in community, to be in communion. Amen.